I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Heart. I'm Caitlin Prest. This is episode 2 of the Make or Break season. Aaron, I want candy. And Desiree.
I just don't like the push and pull, I guess. Like, I feel like I give a lot.
Picture this. A teenage girl spends an entire afternoon tearing pages out of magazines, listening to songs she knows off by heart over and over again. By day's end, Justin Timberlake is her new wallpaper. She kisses each picture and then falls asleep to a fantasy of an accidental meeting where she'll say the perfect thing. For my best friend Crystal, it was mostly Nick Carter. For my sister, it was Ashley Angel. I don't think my mom cuts out pictures of Sean Connery, but she sure loves People magazine. We all knew somehow to lovingly cut out their faces from Tiger Beat and Bop and stick them on our bedroom walls, above our mirrors, and in our lockers, where we could safely and quietly kiss their forever smiling paper faces. For me, it was Hans Matheson. He played Marius in the 1998 movie version of Les Miserables. He played guitar. He went to theater school in England. He acted in weird European B movies. I'll tell you, every time I'm in Europe, to this very day, I still hope that I'll run into him by accident. I'm in Europe recording this right now. I'm not joking. I thought about it as soon as I got off the plane. I'm 29 years old. A few very important life choices of mine were influenced by my desire to become the kind of woman I thought Hans would be attracted to. I went to theater school. I learned how to play guitar. I tell myself my obsession for him did what regular love does. It made me want to be a better person. My idea of him gave me something to aspire to. I guess that's the power of a dream. It's worthy of your undying support because, as long as it's in your mind, it's perfect, and it gives you a reason to get up in the morning. There's a girl named Desiree who knows exactly what I mean. We met her through an amazing radio producer named Galen Koch. Galen hung out with Desiree for months, getting a sense of what's up between her and her dream boy. When Desiree was 15, she wrote an essay about him for school.
There's one person that has affected my life and inspired me so greatly that I'm not even sure I can put my gratitude for him into words. Aaron Carter has changed my life.
For those of you who don't already know, Aaron Carter was a pop superstar of the late 90s, early 2000s. At the height of his fame, he was the rapping, hard-partying 12-year-old little brother of Nick Carter. It's here that I leave you to the story of Desiree and Aaron, as recorded by Galen Koch.
I obviously don't know him at all, and I know this probably all comes off as really strange, but I can honestly say I wouldn't be the person that I am today without him. If I were able to thank him for everything he's brought into my life, here's what I'd say. Aaron, I'm not your fan because I think you're hot, and I don't freak out in a screaming fit when it comes to you. I do get why people do that, because you are terrifically talented and brilliant. but I am your fan because of your apparent love for life and love of what you do. I am your fan because you take that passion and use it in everything that you've ever done. I've always wanted the chance to tell you all of this, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope it's not too far-fetched and creepy, but I once heard a belief that true connections can exist beyond physical definitions, that all people are connected under the surface, and that as we learn to really listen to our hearts and open our minds, the possibilities are endless. I kind of think that's what happened. Thanks for making me a stronger person. Thank you, Aaron. Peace. Love, Desiree.
All right, so we're in the car.
We're in the car. This needs to happen, though.
What is this?
He's a little bit old school.
Is that a real question? The popular one with the rising stock. So yeah, that's when I had this bright idea. Throw the party of the month or the party of the year. Oh, all the fine girls couldn't turn it down. So all they gotta do is get my parents out. Should I sit into a movie?
I hate the word obsessed, but I guess that's what I was. High school into college, I wasn't like as intensely into him, I guess. It kind of like picked back up again when I noticed that he had social media. I think I might have just got out of college. I kind of like just searched him like I do every so often and saw that he had like a Twitter. I didn't know what Twitter was or like how it worked, but I signed up just because he like gave updates on what he was doing. Well, I would tweet at him sometimes, and I assumed he wouldn't, you know, see anything.
And then one day I got bored and like drew a picture that had his name in it or something and tweeted it at him. There was no interaction or whatever with it, but I went to bed that night, and the next morning I woke up and I said, Aaron Carter followed you. And I just stared at my phone for a minute and I was like, that can't be right.
How are you feeling?
I'm already sad that it's going to be over and it hasn't even started.
Yeah, so I was 24 at the time. That month I was turning 25.
My mom would always ask me, like, what I want. She'd usually just, like, give us money or something. And I'm like, I've never been to New York City. I've never seen a New York City show. And what I want for my birthday is I want to go see Aaron Carter in the Fantastics. So she bought me 2 front row center tickets to the Fantastics for my birthday. And then people were even like trying to talk that down because I was so excited about it. How do you know you're even going to be able to see him? It's stupid, blah, blah, blah. I just kind of tried not to let it bring me down because everything else was bringing me down at that point.
I was going through a tough time with like relationship stuff. Eddie didn't allow me to do anything with my friends really. And he literally said, me or Aaron Carter. And was like, I don't like you going to his shows. I don't like you tweeting at him.
So you guys broke up, basically? Or
sort of. I wasn't seeing him, but we were still talking, like texting and stuff. I just wanted to like do something for my birthday that was going to just like get my mind off of everything. I went on my 25th birthday and saw him in the Fantastics.
After the show, he came out from the backstage door into the lobby, and he was going around and talking to people. And then he like finally got up to me and my friend and said hi.
I was happy to be there. I was happy to see him. I had fun like watching the show and stuff. I was like chipper talking to him, and he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing, I'm fine. Like, and he's just like, no, you're not. You're not fine. You're upset. What's wrong? And I'm like, well, my boyfriend of 4 years just dumped me. I guess that's kind of a downer, but I know. I wasn't really thinking about it. And he's just like, yeah, just focus on yourself now. Cut toxic people out of your life and just like do what's good for you. Because those codependent relationships just aren't good for you. Trust me, I know. And I was like, I know it tells you nothing about the relationship. How did you know that it was like that? I felt like my stomach, like, fell out my butt. That's how shocked I was. And I was just, it was just really weird. I don't know if it's just that he's really intuitive or like maybe that whole connection thing I felt when I was younger was like a thing. I don't know. Like, I told him nothing about my relationship, just that it ended, and he like picked up on so much out of like, just, I don't know. That's the type of things that I would think about, like, what does all of that mean?
You packed something for me?
I did. So the idea of this project is to not only talk to me about this experience, but we want to get Aaron to talk to her about, like, his bands, whatever. So I suggested the type of thing she should wear. Something that makes her butt look good, because that will get his attention.
Yeah,
because
he's an ass man.
Yes.
Oh, an ass man.
I brought this perfume for you to wear. It's called Flower Bomb. It's one of his favorite scents for women, and he knows the scent anywhere. Like, he will smell you and be like, you're wearing Flower Bomb. It's creepy as hell.
How do you know it's his favorite scent?
Because I have heard him say it.
Can I smell it? Ooh, that's nice. Alright, I'll wear this.
And so, like,
this will get me my interview.
Because he's not gonna know you, but he's gonna hug you. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what he does. And when he hugs you and smells this, he'll be like, yes, I need to talk to this girl, right? It will happen that way. And that's what you should say. It's my favorite perfume. Oh, I didn't know that you... How did you know that was the scent? Yeah. Like, play Aura. Stupid.
So I shouldn't say... Desiree gave the
No. Because he'll be like, okay.
I'm 27 years old now. I'll be 28 in December, on December 29th. I do still go to his shows and events that he has going around the area. I mean, I still travel far to some of them sometimes. I make sure I get the meet and greet every time, because if I'm traveling that far, I might as well make it worth the money.
But you have to factor in, like, the gas and, like, a couple, like, anytime you got, like, a hotel or something like that. And I've been to, like, 32 shows in 3 years. And it's probably close to $5,000 or $6,000.
In 3 years or every year?
In 3 years.
But some things I don't have to pay for. Sometimes he just, like... lets me walk in. Like, I've been, like, I get invited on his tour bus.
Because I know him now, it's kind of emotionally damaging sometimes. Like, I've always had this hope that I'd be actual friends with him, and I never quite know where I stand. And that's an emotional struggle for me. Because I'm like, am I just going as a fan? Am I someone he considers kind of a friend?
But then I was actually talking to my friend Katie last night about it. She's like, Desiree, do you pay to see your friends? When we go out to dinner or like hang out or whatever, do you pay me to hang out with me? And I'm like, no. Do you pay to hang out with Maria when you go visit Maria? Like, do you give her money to hang out with you? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, I mean, if that's what you want to do, I'll charge you $29. Every time you want to see me, I could use the money.
When you start to get nervous that it's gonna... All these guys are coming to get tickets.
What are you guys waiting for?
Aaron Carter.
No.
Yeah.
He's in town?
Yeah.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
Good for him. How old is he now?
28.
Good for him. What are you guys... What are your favorite songs? What are you waiting for?
Well, I want to hear his new stuff.
Mainland.
Does he have news? Yeah. He sings that.
He still sings it once in a while.
What happened to the Tally V chat?
He still sings that too.
Here's my expectations going to an Aaron Carter show. I'm going to get ready. Maybe go with my friends. Sometimes I go by myself. You know, depends. I'll go. I'll stand in line. Wait for the show. Maybe I'll meet some people in the line. You know, make some new friends. Cool. I go into the show and like I watch the show. I don't expect that he notices me in the audience. I just go to enjoy the show. But obviously he knows who I am, so he's gonna notice that I'm there.
then I just go through the routine of the show. Like, show, meet and greet, hi, bye, leave. That's what I expect.
I mean, I know, too, probably from outside perspective, it looks like I'm crazy for, like, going to so many shows and all of that. But, like, I don't feel that way. It makes me happy. The only reason why I want to let go is a little bit is because I spend too much energy wondering what he thinks of me. Because of my essay in the past, like, wanting to know him, thinking that we'd actually get along if we had a normal conversation outside of shows. Like, I've always had that wonder in my head. And that's why, like, I think me going to so many shows, I still have this hope that, like, he'll see I'm a normal person.
I feel like I am a different type of fan, I guess. I'm more, like, relaxed and there to, like, enjoy whatever's going on. So I feel like in that aspect, he kind of sees me a little differently. And then sometimes he even asks me to hang out after shows and then doesn't show up. So there's that.
And that happens.
It's happened pretty much, like, most times now. Because sometimes I take off with, like, a weekend to go to, like, 3 shows in a row or something. Probably in 1 weekend he might ask me twice if it's, like, a week of shows that I've gone to. He'd ask me a few times within that week and then nothing. I'd either be kind of, like, left stranded in the lobby, like, that one, like, one time. And then another time he just, like, didn't show up.
So we just saw Aaron Carter left, like, quite quickly, and the Desiree, can you describe what he's wearing, like, covertly?
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
Aaron, I'm Galen. I've sent you 1,000 emails
about
doing a radio story about Des and your fans.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Like 5 minutes or 10 minutes before or after. Just add some questions about fans.
Yeah, let's go down here. Come on, okay. Let's go for a walk.
Okay. I don't know, how do you feel about them? Like, what's your, how does that relationship define in your mind?
I mean, it goes back and forth sometimes with some fans. I mean, it depends. It's like, you know, because some fans, like, want to just, like, use me for their selfish, childish dreams and selfish nostalgia. And then there's me being 27 and being an artist, and now I'm a producer, and, you know, I make a lot of my own tracks, and I do a lot of that own stuff now, and but I still haven't even had a chance as an adult to release any music.
And what's your, like, relationship with Des?
She's a great fan.
Yep.
She's always supportive. I mean, she believes in me, you know. That's just, I mean, she's, like, shows up at the shows, you know. It's pretty awesome, actually. I love her.
I'm, like, in this weird limbo because he doesn't treat me like a fan. But there's other times where my meet and greets are just kind of generic, like most people's. It's like there's this wall or something.
And you would prefer to have something real, it sounds like, rather than
I guess
that.
I would just want closure. Like, I want to know that he's being real with me. I don't want to be, like, one of those people. He just, like, automatically goes, oh, you're so beautiful, thanks for coming, blah, 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 that type of thing. Because that's what he does. Like, he has this whole spiel he does with people. And, like, I've had real conversations with him, and he's, like, invited me backstage and stuff, which he doesn't do with just, like, normal people. Like, he has to, like, trust people. I just don't like the push and pull, I guess. Like, I feel like I give a lot and, like, try to show him that I'm real and, like, generally think of him as a person and not, like, a celebrity. But I feel like I don't know if he knows that That's how I see him. And that's why he is... That's why I'm so confused.
Do you have questions that you wanted to ask?
I don't know.
Mine does. Nothing.
You don't think it's weird that I come to like 5,000 shows?
That you do?
Yeah.
No, I love it. I think it's cool. Do you think it's weird? Why are you asking that question? Where are you getting it?
I don't know. I don't want to look crazy to you.
Wait, but no. But you shouldn't worry about it. I look at it like as a woman. So, like,
yeah. Yeah, I grew up with your old stuff, but I'm like more interested in what you're doing now because it's you now.
Yeah, I love that. That's really important to me. Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah, we've just been talking a lot about the different phases of being a fan for Dez particularly. And like...
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I like that. That's cool, actually.
It's cool. And also, the fine line between fan and friend. I think for Dez, it feels like, for her, almost like...
Oh, yeah, we're definitely like friend-fan.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a limbo, I feel like.
A what?
A limbo sometimes. Like, I'm in between. I'm never sure.
What do you mean?
Like, yeah, I'm your fan. I come to your shows. But then we, like, have real conversations, too.
Yeah, so
like,
yeah.
Sort of like...
Yeah, but that's cool. That's how, I mean, that's how it kind of has to be, I guess, you know, for me.
Yeah, so, like, I didn't want to ask this on, like, a tape. But, like, I guess I kind of wondered if you saw me as, like, a person or just, like, your fan.
As a person and my fan. I mean, because you started off as my fan. You didn't start off as
right.
a person.
I know, and I get that.
But a fan is a person. There shouldn't be any differentiation between the two. And because that sounds more like an insecurity to me than because there really shouldn't be a differentiation.
Well, I think the insecurity is inevitable.
Well, no, right? I mean, if I didn't talk to you, if I didn't hang out, if I didn't let you do this kind of stuff and walk into the venue, then you would just be a fan. But I let you do that stuff. So it's like...
Because
you're chill.
I know I shouldn't dwell and wish what should have happened, but I wish I had just, like, said to him when he said the insecurity thing, like, why wouldn't we be confused when, like, you make promises and then, or, like, ask us to do something and just, like, leave us stranded somewhere, like, at a venue looking stupid and everyone's like, where are you standing there? And you text Jason or whoever, oh, we already left and went to the hotel. Aaron was tired. And I'm like, okay. Or Aaron went to get a massage because he wasn't feeling well, so we can't go to lunch. Or, yeah, let's hang out after the show. Oh, I'm driving to Maryland now. Yeah, you can meet my dog after the show. I'm going to give him a walk. Yeah, just wait off the bus and you can see him. The bus drives off. I'm not like, Aaron, you have to hang out with me after the show. Aaron, why haven't we hung out after the show? Like, he's like, Dez, let's hang out after the show. I'm like, okay. And then it doesn't happen.
Well, all right, sure. Sounds good. Get some rest. All right. We'll see you out there. All right. Nice to meet you too, Aaron. Thank you. Candid, real as a book.
Aaron started, though he was about to sing his last song, he started to talk about what he's been doing musically, like introducing his new song. And while he was talking, everyone kept screaming, "That's how I beat Shaq," and like all of his old stuff. And so he just cut off like talking and stomped off the stage and like went backstage. And he didn't go very far backstage. Like, to me, it seemed like he was just calming himself down because he was really upset. And so when people were calling him to come back, he kept saying nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
All right, you guys. I'm 27 years old now. I love doing throwbacks for you, but you only get two, okay? Much love to you, okay? With that being said, anybody who gets a meet and greet can get this next song for free. This next song, I produced and I wrote this. I make beats now. I love to make beats. So it's something that I really, really, really love to do. So if you're my real fan, you will be supportive of that. And the fact that all those other artists you listen to on the radio, they don't make their own stuff. I'm going to be very different. Very different, okay? So you might not understand it yet, but I promise you that you will. I promise you.
But that's the type of stuff that he was talking to us about, is that people are there for, like, the nostalgia. And I think it hurts him that they don't care about what he's doing now. My problem is, I always forget that I'm a fan. He was saying how, like, he wouldn't let me do, like, just walk into the venue. He wouldn't hang with me. He wouldn't talk with me, stuff like that. But he lets me do that stuff. What about the times he asks me to hang out after and then leaves me, standing alone in the venue and he's already left and not telling me anything? Like, if I had looked him in the face and said that, I wonder what he would have said. I'm starting to put up a guard now. Because I'm sick of disappointment. Sorry. I feel really stupid sometimes. I feel like an absolute idiot. I'm like, I keep going to see this person who, like, sucks sometimes. But I just, like, for some reason, I just can't stop.
And do you think you ever would stop?
I think I want to sometimes. But then the thought of it actually, like, depresses me more than what's actually happening. Just cutting everything out. I think that would be more depressing to me than whatever, like, the moments that are bad, I guess.
Now, kind of knowing him, like, he still does inspire me. He still has that motivation. It's still, like, clear and apparent. I think the cool part is I've actually got to see some of his real flaws. To some people, those would be some things that would, like, steer them away from going more. But I keep going because, like I said, I still believe in him. I still see that motivation. And, like, nothing's changed. And he does have respect for his fans, and he does appreciate his fans. And I keep trying to think of something that might be different, like, from what I said in the essay to, like, actually knowing him now. And, like, I'm sure there is something, but I can't think of anything.
Alright guys, this is your last chance to get in line for the $50 meet and greet. You'll pay the $50 at the end of the line. And everyone else who's not staying has to head for the door. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
If you're not with the meet and greet, I got to ask you to leave. Yeah, and thank you. And Des and
guys,
I are going to get a pick, sure, together with you.
A pick, sure.
A pick, sure. Okay?
Yeah, of course.
Right? And then I have to go out and look at the moon.
Why? Is it beautiful right now?
I think it's eclipsing soon.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, but it's going to be... It's getting red in like an hour.
Okay.
You'll see it. This isn't what you want. Des, you want to take it on your phone? You want to take it on your phone? Thanks.
Wait, apparently the lunar eclipse is happening.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you should go outside and look.
Des, just go out there. The VIP meet and greet will move outside. Can you see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's totally
crowded. Wow.
God, does somebody have a good camera? You have a good camera.
No, just a...
a little bit of old school for it. That goes a little something like this. I always tried to be the flyest kid in the block. The popular one with the riding stock. So that's when I had this bright idea. From the party of the month, now the party of the year.
This episode was produced by Galen Koch and Samara Brieger. With help, as always, from the Heart team, Mitra Kaboli, Jen Ng, and myself, Caitlin Prest. This has been episode 2 of the Make or Break season, where we follow unlikely loves as they face a moment where they have to decide whether they stick with it or walk away. Through doing this piece, Desiree ended up feeling some conflict about her relationship to Aaron. But it sounds like ultimately, she'll go on supporting him in the way that she always has. And on that note, I would like to end this episode by saying, Hans Matheson, if there's any chance you're listening to this, maybe Google alerts told you that you were in this episode when we posted it on the internet. It would be really cool if you emailed me. I think we'd have a lot to talk about. Okay, that's it. Don't forget to rate and review us in iTunes. It helps us with ratings and all that. Do it right now. We have t-shirts now. Check out our website for more details.
Radiotopia. From Pete.